Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb Friday edition. We don't leave you going into the weekend without it. So let's get the good of the day.
Ah, you know what? We're not going to lead you into this weekend doing? Not letting you have it without two goods of the day.
Oh, no. I want, yes. Yeah, exactly.
It's a Friday. We're feeling extra special today. The first good of the day is that thanks to the Cowboys beating the Saints last night.
Right.
The Lions, the Detroit Lions, still have a chance to make the playoffs.
Oh, hello.
Now.
So they have to win. Wait a minute. They're 10-1.
Yeah, they got to win out. And
I need
a
five
whole bunch of stuff.
Like everything has to collapse.
I mean, there's like. Between now and the end of the season, there's like 150 things that need to happen.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous. And any one of the things that could happen this coming Sunday could derail, you know, could end the dream.
Sure.
But as of right now, they are not eliminated from playoff contention.
You know what? If you don't win a game and it's December and you haven't been eliminated from the playoffs, you got to feel pretty accomplished, if you will.
Yes.
Now, I want to know, did anybody point out that if they had lost the game to the Steelers, they would have been eliminated? So did that tie against Pittsburgh just keep them alive for that
tie does keep them alive just for a little bit longer.
Just a little bit. So you have Pittsburgh to thank, Detroit.
But there's, I mean, the combination of things that they have to, the hurdles they have to go through.
Oh, I can only imagine.
The things they need to fall into their lap is absolutely ridiculous.
If I was in Detroit radio right now, I would devote a whole segment to everything that has to happen for the Lions to make the playoffs. I'd have so much fun with this.
We might have to do it anyways.
It would be great.
Because the list is too long, and you're going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's not humanly possible for all these things to happen.
I remember
but,
one. Go ahead.
You know, anything could happen, right?
I remember one year. Well, I was in, it was like my second year in radio, in the business. And the Patriots, it was the second year with Drew Bledsoe, and they made the playoffs. They ended up going to Cleveland and losing to Bill Belichick and the Browns. But I remember it was like a handful of games left in the season, and my sales guy came into our newsroom and said, hey, man, do you know how the Patriots can make the playoffs? You know, I was like, yeah, it's kind of convoluted, but it'll need a couple of things. He's like, do you think you could put together something for me? I'm kind of trying to sell potential Patriots playoff games, and could you kind of give me a rundown? I was like, yeah, but here's the thing. I didn't have the internet back then to sort of just Google it. Like, I had to figure it out myself.
Right.
And I remember like going, okay, so they're here. And then I had to find the schedules for all the other teams and go, okay, they need to lose. And I was putting it all together. And I remember I had to call my father at his office because my father was really knowledgeable about this stuff. Like he knew, like, I guess as a Giants fan, it almost comes with the territory on how to figure out how your team makes the playoffs. But he knew like the steps. He's like, well, you go this way first, then you got a division, then it's head to head. And so he knew like the list. So I had to like tap into him to go, okay. And then I had to figure it out. It's not that easy. It was really complicated to put that together for him. But now it's simple. Now they just throw it all together, and it's the internet's great about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, just this weekend alone, I mean, obviously, you know, the Lions have to win out, but the Cowboys beating the Saints does help. But then they need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more games to go their way.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just this week.
Yeah, just this, and then every week is like
that. And every week is like that. Yeah. Every week there's 8 scenarios that need to happen in order for them to make the playoffs.
The worst when you figure out your team's playoff chances, the worst is when they, like, if they have like 3 games left and you're like, they can win, if they win all 3, this is what needs to happen. If they go 2-1, this is what happens. But if that one loss is to this team, this is what happens. If they go 1-2, they can still get in, but they need this to happen. Like, that's when it gets complicated.
Yeah.
Like when you can still get in without winning out.
There was a scenario for them to remain, I guess, not active, but in contention for a playoff spot.
Yeah, sure.
There was 2 different scenarios where like 6 teams had to end in a tie. Like this week alone, which would be fantastic.
That would be great.
So, but the second good of the day is Burger King. Now, I'm not a big fan of Burger King because the one near my house takes like 20, 30 minutes to get your order.
Yeah, they're all getting like that now.
Yeah, it's terrible. But today and tomorrow, Burger King is celebrating the Whopper's birthday by offering it at its original price of 37 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
Today and tomorrow?
Today and tomorrow.
That might be a trip for me. I like a Whopper every now and then.
Yeah. So, and it's 37 cents today and tomorrow.
That's great.
Coincidentally, the Whopper was born in 1957, which happened to be the same year the Lions last won a national championship.
Oh, wonderful. Championship. Yeah. So celebrate the Lions and getting a Whopper
for 37
cents.
You know what?
Cents.
I mean, is this, you know, kismet that, you know, the Whopper is celebrating its birthday and the Lions, you know, happen to win an NFL championship that year? I mean, just saying.
I hate to bring this up. Because I'm not well versed into the fast food business model.
Yeah,
but I do know that when you see an Applebee's or an Outback or some other chain restaurant, they go, come in for half price appetizers,
right,
or come in with your birthday and get an appetizer. Well, the goal is to get you to come in and buy the steak.
Yep,
they're hoping that a free Bloomin' Onion gets you to buy a $30 ribeye, right? But if you go to Burger King and you buy a 37-cent Whopper, how do they make money on you buying something else?
It might just go to show you that the Whopper is the ingredients for everything
costs
less than 37
Maybe,
cents.
Maybe. And you know what? I'll be more than happy to concede that. If you tell me the bun, the burger, the cheese, the lettuce is all adds up to like 18 cents a burger and they still make two dimes, fine.
Yeah.
That's perfect. But
because they're normally charging like $7.99 for it, so they're making like 4,000%.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Well, good for Burger King. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that Brian Kelly has been at LSU for so long that he's starting to develop a Southern accent.
I hate this story. You know why I hate this story? Because these coaches do it all the time.
I mean, he's been down there for years. It happens all the time. I remember an American goalie named Brad Friedel. Played over in England, and he was over in England for like 15, 20 years. Developed an English accent after a while. Madonna. Yeah. Remember Madonna?
Madonna had an English accent.
She had an English accent after spending some time over here. Where, I mean, you be the judge, right? Here's Brian Kelly, having lived in Louisiana now for I don't know how many years going.
Yeah, exactly.
And here he is addressing the crowd.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family. And are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana. But more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's rolling the vowels, right?
And then I had to look it up. I'm like, well, you know, maybe he's from a, you know, I don't know Brian Kelly's whereabouts, where he was born. Maybe, you know, maybe he was originally from a southern or a midwestern state. No, he was born in Massachusetts.
I'm surprised he wasn't dropping his eyes.
But
you know,
he might have been born in southern Massachusetts. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, maybe so.
You let me know, Tony. You're from that area of southern Massachusetts, if you're allowed to have a southern accent then.
Wild. Nothing's more endearing to southern people than you faking an accent.
God, and
to feel like you fit in.
And, you know, in this day and age, too, people on social media were so quick to point it out.
Yeah, of course. Why don't you just give them a bag of boiled peanuts and some fried gator?
Yep.
Goodness gracious.
You know, bring your own gumbo.
Right, exactly.
Because you obviously are well-versed that you know exactly what goes in the gumbo.
There's a guy I see on YouTube or Twitter, whatever. He's pure Cajun, and he cooks Cajun food in a big tub that roar and boil, and he goes, let's get it on, dude. And he's really funny, but he's an excellent cook. And that's where I think if Brian Kelly wants to mimic an accent, he should find that guy and mimic his accent. And he might as well just go jump in the pool, right? Go into the deep end. Don't just roll your vowels a little bit, just go right into Cajun. Just perfect it. Get you know, like James Gandolfini got with a dialect coach for The Sopranos? Because James Gandolfini doesn't talk like Tony Soprano at all. The late James Gandolfini had just a regular sort of speaking voice. He had to learn how to do that Jersey accent for the Sopranos. He should just hire a dialect coach and go, teach me Cajun. I'm jumping all in. I'm going to be Cajun going forward.
And let news organizations, TV organizations know that when he talks, you better have subtitles ready.
That's right. Exactly.
You know, why
going
not?
All in now.
Why not Blake Clark? Hire Blake Clark. I think Blake Clark is still alive. And if you don't know who that is, he's the actor who played, I don't remember the coach's name in Waterboy.
Right, right. But, yeah, do that.
You know, Mary Robbie Sandy, you know, just learn how to talk like that.
Learn how to talk like that. Do you think Brian Kelly has ever had real Southern sweet tea before in his life? The one that's made with like gallons of buckets of sugar?
No.
Wait till he has that.
Yeah. I don't think that was one of the funny memes. Somebody did show, you know, the TV show Hot Ones?
Yeah.
It's on YouTube where they eat chicken wings and they're like Brian Kelly at, you know, the first recruit's house. Try the gumbo.
Right, exactly.
And I think it was Idris Elba biting in. He's like, all of a sudden he bites into something and his eyes start to water up and he just starts swearing left and right.
Right, exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Well, the dumb of the day is that we started with the Lions, so we should end with the Lions on a Friday, right?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, but we're going to talk about the Arkansas Pine Bluff Golden Lions.
The Golden Lions of Arkansas Pine Bluff out of the SWAC.
Yes, they're not having a great basketball season.
They are not.
But what made it even worse was last night during the game, about a minute and a half into the second half, Coach Solomon Bozeman called a timeout and made his team run sprints.
Where did he get that from? Did he get that from Miracle?
Maybe. I don't know. Right? But at least they did it after the game.
Right. At least that was after the game. There's nothing like embarrassing your team in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
Making them run sprints.
I mean, this is a minute and a half to the second half. They were down, I think, like 14 at the half, and then within a minute and a half, they were down by 20. So he called a timeout and made everyone run sprints.
Did it say where the game was? Or where?
They
usually spend the first couple of games on the road at the beginning of the season. They're playing Baylor this weekend.
That's not going to be pretty.
No. What is he going to do when Baylor's up by 25? Going to make them do push-ups?
Probably won't even have them come out.
No, probably not.
He'll probably grab some people from the stands and go, hey, do you want to play basketball?
Yeah, you want to be a Golden Lion for the day?
Have you ever played basketball in your life? Just come over here.
Play against the defending national champions? Goodness. These coaches, man, they just are too full of themselves, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, run sprints now. Aha. Come on, stop it. Just stop it. Give me a break.
I mean, is there anything more demoralizing than that?
Goodness gracious, every kid should be in the transfer portal tomorrow.
I would
every be. Every kid should be like, I'm leaving. I'll see you later. I'll go play
some. Good luck, else. Solomon.
Yeah, thanks for nothing. I'm not running sprints in the middle of a game.
In the middle of a game.
Yeah, stop. That's ridiculous. It's so silly. And that's so showboating, too. We talk about football coach guy. This is basketball coach guy, right?
Yeah.
Thinking that this is going to work. It's not going to work.
No,
what are you going to accomplish? What are you accomplishing with this? Tiring your team out? Stupid. That is the dumbest thing.
Yeah, I mean, you already know. If you're having a bad season, you already know. Right?
Yeah, you know. They're not a good basketball team.
And it isn't like they've had any success. I think they've won one game.
Yeah.
Then it was against like Arkansas Baptist. They've had double-digit losses to a whole bunch of teams.
Oh, yeah, without question.
And so, I mean, this shouldn't come as a surprise. Like, oh, you're down by 20 again? And just, I don't know, maybe, I guess it sounds to me, he just got fed up and was like, all right, timeout. Everyone, half line.
Yeah, ridiculous. Exactly. Again. Boop. Again. Boop.
Yeah, exactly. Great. At least he didn't do that.
He didn't do that. Exactly. And then they make him like, I'll turn the lights off.
Yeah. At least he didn't turn the assistant coach and go, send him.
Send him. Yeah. Oh, come on, coach. Oh. All right. That's a good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up, the news we've been waiting for is official. We'll talk about the hiring of Marcus Freeman next as we continue with Wake Up Call.